Let's do a little something to invite the energy out of our head where it tends to live. So just bring your hands together like this and just inhale. Bring the hands back behind the ears here. And as you out-breath, just kind of symbolically and actually invite that energy back to the third eye to kind of purify it and keep the hands together there. Take a deep in-breath. And as you out-breath, just deliver that energy of the head and mind down to the heart. Just take a couple breaths, becoming aware of your heart. I think we'll start with three ohms together. We'll do a kind of quiet ohm, then a little louder, then a, if you will, normal ohm. So with the awareness on your heart, just take a deep in-breath. Another in-breath, a little bit louder this time. One more. And we're just going to take a couple minutes of silence to breathe deeply into the heart. I'm going to invite you to reflect for a moment on where you're playing and staying small in your life. We're going to be talking about stretching the comfort zone. For just take a moment, where are you playing it excessively safe, you might say? Where has your world contracted? No judgment. Just take a look. And then consider, how might you stretch a little bigger in your life? What would it look like to start living fearlessly? Courageously. Just feel and visualize for a moment what that would feel like, look like, to start living your life, your dharma, your true purpose, your true path. Just have fun with this imagery. Reflect on some of the things you've always wanted to do, but something just holds you back. A concern about your image, fear of failing. And just look, play with what that would feel like to really just live uncensored from your egoic mind and your fears. Sharing your gifts. Your unique gifts. And again, do this joyfully, playfully, effortlessly, having fun visualizing, feeling you on your path, living a little larger, maybe a lot larger. Fearlessly expanding your comfort zone. Doing what you came here to do. Being what you came here to be. Imagine trusting the present moment and your guidance and your heart flowing through life. Blowing through these false limits and false fears. And thanking them because they are testing us. Just take another minute to enjoy this. Fantasizing, imagining, really creating. And then just take three more nice deep breaths into that heart, knowing this intelligence, this courage is right there in your heart at all times, always accessible.
And I thank you, God, for everything.
Good morning. Nice to be with you. So we're going to talk about stretching the comfort zone, being a little larger, living a little larger. And I spoke about something similar, about a year or two ago? I talked about change, remember that? And I asked you to do something that day. Do you remember what that was? Have you forgiven me yet? Some of you thanked me. I think, Sandy, didn't you tell me I asked you to change seats. We were talking about making comfort with change, and things are changing big time on the planet. They always are. But I know some of you, like Sandy said, you changed seats and you met someone, became friends. Is that true? Yeah? So change can be a good thing. So we're going to kind of expand that. So today I'm going to invite you to do something else to stretch your comfort zone. I'm going to invite you all to take off your clothes. No, just kidding. Chuck, will you get that started for us? No. Actually, you already did it in a way because... What's that? Well, you're spiritual beings, right? What's to be afraid of? You're not your body, so let's... No. So we actually did, in a way, already. In the meditation, I asked you to do several things, right? We did a couple ohms. So making a little noise is a stretch of the comfort zone for some of us. We were talking about that this morning. Not in Africa, maybe, where they use their voice and dance a lot. But also, we sat in silence for a couple minutes. We deepened our breath and focused on the heart. All those things are stretches of the comfort zone, right? Because we're often used to being in the head, breathing shallow, not using our voice, things like that. So there's many ways to stretch the comfort zone. Why would we want to do that? Well, we're not here to live small. There's that quote, I can't remember exactly, about ships are safer in harbor by the dock, but that's not what they're built for, huh? They're supposed to be out there on the high seas. And the truth is, we're never really safe, right? I could have a heart attack right now and fall over, and Liz would have to stretch her comfort zone and come up and finish my talk for me, right? But remember Pearl Harbor? They were, wasn't that, ships at the harbor, right? So we're never, ever guaranteed. What did Helen Keller say? Life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all, right? Nothing's guaranteed. So by staying safe and small, it's really not safe. And really, it's not really comfortable. The comfort zone, it's not very, it's contracted, right? It's really tight. Monotonous, it grows kind of old, so it's not very comfortable. It's very familiar, though. It's very familiar. I think I have a quote here. Yeah, this is Sadhguru. In mediocrity, there is comfort, but no joy. In going beyond your limits, there's joy, but maybe no comfort. You have to choose. So it is a stretch to come out of that familiar zone, even though it's not comfortable. But, you know, imagine going back to the spirit world and the council of elders says, so how'd your earth experience go? I played it kind of safe and small, went pretty well. As spirit, you'd probably look back and say, what was I thinking? You know, I just got lost in the human drama, right? And there's plenty of fear to go around, right? So the goal, as I see it, is to move from that kind of status quo, monotonous, mundane, small, contracted state that many of us live, and it's so familiar we don't even recognize it. I coined a phrase, or maybe I stole it, I'm not sure, but it was it's to move from image and security maintenance consciousness. Isn't that cool? Image and security maintenance consciousness. Isn't that what we're doing a lot? The image and the security are very related, right? Because of the need for safety, security, survival, the egoic mind stuff, we are very concerned about our image. I feel it every time. I kind of laugh about it. Like I give a talk here and I'm back there. Oh, I hope I don't, you know, blow my nose or something. You know, I'm worried about my image, you know? It's like, isn't that funny? So it's a survival thing. Now some will not stretch the comfort zone because of the egoic mind saying, no, we're going to stay safe, I might embarrass myself, et cetera, et cetera. I get people that say, I want to come to your yoga class, but I'm not very flexible. And I say, that's why we do it. And I get people say, yeah, I'd like to come take your meditation class, but my mind's kind of busy. It's like, right? Like, I have to be perfect before I do it. You know, I have to, the first class, I have to be able to stand on my hands or something like that. So what I was saying is some people will not stretch their comfort zone because of that fear staying small. Some people will stretch it because of the ego, because the image they want is, look at me, I'm going to bungee jump or whatever it might be, you know, right? So it goes both ways. So the key is, what is the heart? What is your higher self saying, right? That's the only thing we have to know. Right? It's not like, yeah, everybody go stretch your comfort zone, even if it's silly or stupid or the mind's pushing that, the ego. Does that make sense? So what I'm inviting us to move into a bigger way, right? A bigger way of living, more of a way of living larger and sharing our gifts. We went to this event about 2 weeks ago. This woman that just 2 years ago, she discovered this gift of healing through her hands. So she could have just sat on that, but she stretched her comfort zone. And she does this thing where she gets in the middle of the room and everybody stands around her. She puts the music on and she goes dancing up to each person. And her hands have this amazing healing energy flowing through. And it's really powerful. It looks really different and weird, right? So if she said, no, that's too different, what about my image? I'm going to hold back. See, it's not just for us when we stretch the comfort zone. It's for all, right? Right? These are gifts for all of us, right? here's a quote by Richard Rudd. Anybody know Richard Rudd? A book called The Gene Keys? I really recommend it. 500-page monster that Liz and I are working through. It's a transformational download. Richard Rudd, The Gene Keys. He said, you will not be happy if you do not reach, stretch, and break new ground. There's an absolute necessity of living out your true purpose. You will not be happy if you don't reach, stretch, and break new ground. We all know how that is, huh? Staying small, it's not really fun. Oh, and then there's an example from Cryon, the channelings by Cryon talks about that we've been living for millennia in this little bowl. We got really used to this, very familiar, staying small, and it's kind of dark with a big thick lid on the top, not much air in there. We're all kind of like, yeah, this is familiar. This is all there is, right? And then what happens? 2012 comes around, somebody tweaks the lid up a little bit, a little light comes in, the lid gets a little thinner, the veil is thinning, and some people go, wow, cool, it's a little bit uncomfortable, but this light and this air, but they start pushing at the lid, and then some say, stop that, and they tackle them, or they go to the bottom of the bowl where it's familiar in the dark, no, right? Isn't that what's going on the planet? We're witnessing that, right? Some are, no judgment, but some are in a space where they're fighting that, resisting it, and trying to hold back everyone else. That's what's going on. So let's see. let's talk about some, I'm going to give some examples of stretching the comfort zone. There's an infinite amount of them. One is, we know how to do this. We were all born. Was that a stretch of the comfort zone? Divine spark coming in, born, coming out, and after 9 months in this womb, and like, oh, wow. You know, we know how to do this. We didn't come here to stay in the womb or go back home. Many other examples, just simple ones, maybe driving a different way home, asking someone out on a date, or asking for a raise, all kinds of simple ways that we, because of our image maintenance consciousness, we don't do it, right? Simple things, slowing down, grounding, and being present. Those are huge stretches for some of us, especially those of us who have been hurt or traumatized, right? To come embodied, it's like, that didn't work so well the last six lifetimes, right? So just slowing down, because when you slow down, you feel more, right? And that's one of the biggest ones, feeling, stretching our emotional literacy or range, right? I call it free range human, because humans have this huge range of emotions, joy, bliss, hate, fear, rage over here, right? And what happens? Both of them are not socially acceptable. We shrink them both in, don't we? We lose a lot of our life force. That's just not, oh, no biggie, I'm not going there. That's our life force, right? And our gifts are in those shadows, too. So we narrow it down, and pretty soon we're back in this little familiar. I'm not going to be too blissful or happy. I'm not going to laugh too loud. And I'm not going to go into that hate and rage and fear and jealousy stuff. So I'm just going to hang out here. But we have to reclaim some of that turf, right? Some of that life force. That's a biggie, huh? That's the main thing, I think. One of the main things. Another one is just following our heart over our head. Well, I mean, so many. I don't want to take too much time, but I'll give that example. This woman, this Indian woman, told us a story the other day. When she was seven, her parents were about to get on a plane, and it was delayed 8 hours. And he said, the husband said, let's just wait, no worries. She said, I'm getting a bad feeling about that plane. So they're back and forth, and they said, let's go see one of our gurus and get clear. And the guru said, plane's fine. You guys are going to live to 80, no worries. Plane crashes. They both die. So this woman who's teaching this heart exercise that we just did, that one, she says, there's that intuition, this loving part of ourself, the soul or whatever you want to call it, living in our heart, always guiding us, taking care of us. But we don't hear it because we're in the head. So coming down into the heart is a stretch of the comfort zone, trusting the intuitive voice, even when others say, what are you, crazy? Of course the plane's fine, right? So that's a big stretch, too, to say, no, I'm going to go with this, right? eating different food, you know, sometimes our body's saying, please, please try something different. It's a stretch, right? We get in our little patterns, right? It's actually a big one, huh? Facing fears, a big one, right? That's what we're talking about. Richard Rudd again. When you are not aware of the fear that drives you, you live very superficially. And basically, upping our vibration is what we're trying to do, right? The energy on the planet is going up, and if we don't go with it, it's going to get increasingly uncomfortable, right? We have a song. How's it go? Every moment or something. I'm going to let it shine. That one. Isn't that the ultimate stretch? If we can do that, we sing it, but we get out in the world and shrink right back down. We're not letting it shine very much. So, Edison, I failed my way to success. Another way to look at that, in our men's group, we talk about firing your egoic image representative. We all have this rep maintenance person that's always, that won't look cool. That won't look cool. So, you know, thank it, honor it, and then fire it and say, no, I'm not going to be as concerned about the image. I'm going to trust this guy here, right? We have another quote here. Sadhguru, he's a beautiful teacher. So many great teachers nowadays, huh? Wow. Human beings who do not break their self-created boundaries will remain trapped in them. Self-created, there's a lot of help, a lot of programming to stay small, but ultimately, who has the keys to the prison, right? That's us, right? So maybe I'll share a couple of my stretches, and then maybe I'll invite you guys to stretch a little bit. Choosing my family was a stretch. If you believe you choose your family, I think I stretched a little bit with that one. Going to therapy, I counted 10 therapists in 10 years I went to. The first one was extremely scary. It was like, oh, no. All that image and stuff came tumbling down. But every one of them was kind of scary. Going to men's groups and support groups, and I went to a lot of groups. Eating disorder groups, I went to sexual abuse survival group. I went to a ton of them. It was not comfortable walking in the door every time. And was it worth it? Oh my gosh, the growth. Leaving some of the groups was a stretch. Realizing, no, I've got to leave now. I've outgrown this group. That was scary too, right? Going to India twice. Liz and I have been to India Oneness University, and the energy is so high, you can't avoid your stuff there. It's kind of uncomfortable. But man, a lot of growth. I'm thinking of several backpack trips I took. One, I wanted to go to my favorite spot in the Olympics, Seven Lakes Basin, and the weather report the day before just came in, a storm, wind, and I was like, but my heart said, it's going to be okay. And I went, and it was amazing. I still remember that. Oh, why does that hit a heart? I think it's hitting my heart because I listened to the voice, and it was rewarding, and it was courageous, right? It was rain and all this wind, and it was just alive, you know? I saw 11 bears all weekend. I love bears, so to me, that's a really good thing. So it was a really wild adventure, you know? So if I had stayed home, I'm a little safer here, yeah. Didn't get wet or anything. I've had several like that, really amazing adventures. So everybody's got a different stretch. You know, it could be walking around the block. It could be doing the whole Pacific Crest Trail to, 3,000 miles or whatever. When I started to hit my stuff, going through my dark night of the soul, talking with my family was a stretch and saying, hey, look what's going on. I'm seeing some dynamics and stuff. But I realized there's a thing called overstretching. It's like someone comes to the yoga class the first time, like, I can do that. Overstretch. So we got to be careful. My family did not want to go on the Dr. Phil show with me. I was like, really, let's just get it out in the open and clear this stuff out there. They hated me. That was a surprise. I thought, no, really, this is exciting, man. Let's get with it. I'll mention one more personal example. 2 months ago, who knows, Paul McNaughton? Yeah, Paul McNaughton, he passed away, a good friend of mine. I guess it's a stretch to talk about this. So he chose to, the death with dignity thing, you know, in Washington we have that death with dignity. He was on hospice, so that you choose the moment, the night you're going to go, you know, take a pill and boom. And so something called me to be there. I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to be there. But something said go, and I went, and it was so rich and rewarding. And an idea, a spirit came through me and said, invite them to go around and tell Paul what we appreciate and love about him. And man, it was deep. There was some tremendous healing. So if I hadn't been there, if I hadn't stretched my comfort zone, spirit wouldn't have come through me, right? So again, it's not for me, although it was beautiful for me. It was very healing. It's for all of us when we do this stuff. Stay small. Everybody stays a little smaller, right? It's a group effort here. And let me just clarify. I'm not saying anybody should do anything, except it's wise to listen to what's right for each of us. Stretching, not stretching, whatever is true. And I'm certainly not saying I know this perfect. I know by staying small most of my life what I'm talking about. But I've also stretched a lot since then. And it's never comfortable, but always rewarding. So here's, before I close, I want to invite one little stretch. You know, I always like to invite a little stretch. You don't have to change your seats. Maybe, but... if you can find someone next to you, just turn it and maybe mention one way you can stretch your comfort zone. Maybe it's driving a block out of your way on the way home today. Something small. You don't have to go do something crazy, a bungee jump or something. But if there's somebody within range of you, two or three, just turn and share one thing you might do that might help you live a little larger. Go ahead and take a minute. Take one more minute. What did you say, Greg?
I was just going to say, the hardest ruts to get out of are worn.
Yeah, right, those deep ones, well worn.
You know what occurred to me? If you get bigger, we all get bigger.
Exactly. Yes. Okay, thank each other. Make sure you know their name if you don't. Okay, so Craig just reminded me again. He said, I just realized when you get bigger, I get bigger. We all get bigger. We just kind of said that, but isn't that so beautiful? It's all unity consciousness. One person grows, and it gives us all a little permission. There's another Kryon story about, you know, everybody's crowded in a dark space again, similar to the bowl thing, and one person lights a little match, and everybody goes, oh, no, that's tough on the eyes. Turn it off. And they put it off. They tackle the person. And then pretty soon, one by one, more matches, and you start looking around. You're like, you're less afraid, right? You see your neighbors, and you get to know, and then pretty soon, let's light a candle and a bigger light, and that's what's going on, I think, on the planet. So the keys, I think, again, are absolute honesty about, am I really playing small, or is that really what I'm here to be and do? And where is it coming from, right? The egoic mind is very tricky. It's clever. So it might stretch us. The ego can stretch us to expand its image by doing something crazy. What it could be come from spirit. So you understand what I'm trying to say. So the goal, again, is really to be gods and goddesses and be the miracle workers that we came here to be, right? So I'm going to finish with one quote from our friend Kapacha. Kapacha. Liz loves this. I like this guy, too. He does astrology. Anybody know Kapacha? He's got this weekly free astrology, which I know nothing about, but he's so entertaining. But he always has a mantra for the week. He kind of looks at the energy of what's going on the planet and says, this is fitting, and he makes something up. So I like this. This is what he said. He said, there's something new about to begin. Not quite sure what it is. But my fear, I know, has to go to more fully move into my bliss. There's something new about to begin. Not quite sure what it is, but my fear, I know, has got to go to more fully move into my bliss. Thank you. Mm-hmm.